Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
Go on, jump.
No, I don't want to jump.
Yes, you do. You smoke crack, don't you? Look at me, boy. Don't you smoke crack?
Yes, sir.
Do you know what that does to you? Huh?
No, sir.
It kills your brain cells, son. It kills your brain cells. Now, when you're destroying your brain cells, you're doing the same thing as killing yourself. You're just doing it slower. Now, I say if you want to kill yourself, don't f*** around with it. Go on and do it expeditiously. Now, go on and jump. Jump.
I tried to let you deep. It's time to put your boys to sleep. Up, no, they wanna jump. I'm busy getting black like a boss. I smell them from a block away. Let's shoot them from a block away. They wanna see a nigga in the cage. Baby mama garnish in the wage. I just went and got the Chevy spray. Wanna scratch your paint? Wanna see you fall? You know to bring them just when you see me call. I tried to let them deep. It's time to make you feel my buzz extinct. I took a quarter to both counties. All my central Florida, Florida, straight body. Broke down and come back in bar, Joe. Bell, Glade, Box, Chevy on my car phone. J-Ville, I went and bought a condo. Back to the crib where I get it by the car loan. I started with a box Chevy. Then I got the blue Lexus. My stay down with me. So now she got the new Lexus. I went and got my very own salon. Get a hat to every day, do what the fuck she want. I started in a box Chevy. Now my watch a buck 80. I heard them same. Them killers come and stay patient. I made a killing milk in Okeechobee. I'm talking millions with that Okie dokie. Pop a molly, now that wet. Oh, is it just a necklace? I tried to let you see. I pray that all you boys to see. I started with a box Chevy. Then I got the blue Lexus. My stay down with me. So now she got the new Lexus. I tried to let you deep. It's time to put your boys to sleep. Up, no, they wanna jump. I'm busy getting black like a boss. I started with a box Chevy. Then I got the blue Lexus. My stay down with me. So now she got the new Lexus.
Yes, sir. TM Hyman Radio Live. It's your boy, Save James. We here Hump Day Wednesday. It is 9:04 p.m., and you are tuned into the best internet radio show in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Not America, but the world. Believe it.
I'm tired.
There ain't no damn April Fool's joke. Just believe it. Anyway, Hump Day Wednesday, y'all. Was good. We're going to run down, call the roll for the folks that's present. Where we at? We starting all the way down south. Itty Bitty Plant City. We got Sister Scott, sour chocolate, salty chocolate.
Mm-hmm. Why I gotta be
all of that
sour tonight?
I don't know. I was messing with you. I was messing with you saying.
Salty chocolate.
She's a hot one. She gets sweet chocolate tonight.
Hot on her.
She'll get milk chocolate.
All right.
Dark chocolate there, brother darkness.
Darkness.
What's happening with you?
Well, chilling, making it, ready for this nice Easter weekend to spend with my family.
All right, you sound like you're transmitting from Mars again, but it's all good.
I was telling you what.
We know you out there.
Really? Wow. Okay.
Yeah, son. Let's keep it moving. We're going to go up the coast a little bit further, all the way to Charlotte.
Yeah, yeah.
In Boston.
What up, what up, what up? Good afternoon and morning time. It's Wednesday. I'm talking about what, to weave or not to weave?
Yeah,
is that
man.
Really the question?
Yeah, man. Word. I mean, you know, we interested in finding out when it became a staple in society, but just a staple in everyday life. All the women need it now, and I'm trying to figure out why. You know what I'm saying? When did it become? I'm just saying it became a staple. It became a household name, a household product. That's on the to-do list. Like getting your oil change,
and buying bleach.
You got to get that good 18-inch or that good 22-inch joint and get it popping.
I honestly think it became that when you fellas acted like we ladies were not right or were not together without it. It's like a brainwashing mechanism where, you know, you feel like we're less than beautiful without 18-inch yaki, Peruvian, Brazilian, yaki.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's our fault?
Yeah, it is. Yes, and that's the color line.
Wait a minute. Slow down.
Hey.
Slow down. You ain't going to be jumping on me like that.
You tall. We got to take you down.
Whatever, son. Yeah. So be careful with tree you barking up. You know what I mean?
Hey.
Ain't that kind of party.
Exactly.
I mean, I want to know.
You take the top, I got the bottom. I can't do the top.
I'm just saying, this thing, back when we was coming up, son, you know, it was taboo to talk about. Like, you was like a cast off if you had the weave in your hair. But now it's just like, you know, but before it started out with just like a track, like a bang, or maybe a ponytail. Or just something.
Yes, the ponytail.
You know what I'm saying?
Over.
The ponytail joint. You already know the ponytail's a
pop.
Everybody knew you had the jet black, you know what I'm saying, woolly mammoth, but then you had the Hawaiian Sophie. You had the Hawaiian Sophie popping out the scrunchie. Come on, B. Everybody knew you was fronting, but at least, you know.
You tried? Listen, I think that, I'm going to say this, that I think that it didn't even start in the black community. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not even just a community thing. It is, that's why I said you could say society, because white women had been wearing extensions and stuff for years, to enhance themselves. And then when it came down to black women wearing it, they were looking at it like, well, y'all hair don't even grow like that for real, so why are you wearing it? You know what I mean? And it's like you said, it did start from a bang in a ponytail.
I remember.
Yo, we used to have a lot of body, and my people out there, I know y'all feel me, had a big ass bottle of a lot of body, and the trash laid out on the towel, and you got your rods and your paper, and you rolling that joint up.
We did everything
with them ponytails, okay?
And
after a while, it wasn't just the weave men, I guess, were looking for. It was more of a statement of where you were in society or a level of society, because if you couldn't afford a weave, then, you know, you were deemed broke, you know,
right,
or on your way to being broke or not, you know, not doing.
Well, even today's terms, being ratchet if you didn't have your hair done.
There you go.
You know.
More or less. It's a shame we put our, we focus the attention on. But, yo, it's 9:10 p.m. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with more perspective and see where we turned the corner with this thing and, you know, how it became, you know, what it is right now.
Right.
Unbelievable.
No, it's almost everything to them now. They got these chicks acting crazy out here. So,
hair falling out.
Be right back, yeah. Yo, Robin Beauty Supply Stores.
Yeah.
Talking about smash and grabs. Come on, that's a game crazy today. It's not a game.
No,
be right back, yo.
No,
I'm
on
radio.
Opportunity be knocking. Hey God, let a motherfucker in. I kiss my mother on the cheek. Tell her that I love her. You ain't gotta worry about a thing, I got it covered. Why you think I'm out here acting crazy? Why you think I'm out here acting crazy? Why you think I'm out here acting crazy? Ma, you know I'm still your little baby. All my life I was a fuck off. Now I pull the truck up. Same stuck up. Now she wanna fuck up. See me hanging out the window screaming, what? No more tough luck. A different club is where I'm cut from. Baby, oh my lord. The cops chasing Bronson in the all white Ford. I'm on that all night tour. I'm alright, but I'm off that roar. I'm in the road, dancing styles on the top floor. You would swear I'm Puerto Rican, but I'm not, Lord. Hot hoes, every city that we go singing. Head side, killing what they know. All I do is eat oysters and speak six languages and three voices. It's Adriatic summers on a sailboat. Don't even try to call, I'm not available for nothing. Unless it's stupid paper, hop out the Studebaker with Anita Baker. Opportunity be knocking. Hey God, let a motherfucker in. I kiss my mother on the cheek. Tell her that I love her. You ain't gotta worry about a thing, I got it covered. Why you think I'm out here acting crazy? Why you think I'm out here acting crazy? Why you think I'm out here acting crazy? Ma, you know I'm still your little baby. I feel so alive, I think I myself. I should kiss myself. I'm staring at the man inside the mirror. The reflection shows a wolf though. Now damn, I'm still cute, ho. All my women play the flute. Show me play some melon and prosciutto. Left handed make the fender cry. Count money with a reverent smile. The devil's eye. Half Cherokee and Gemini. Motherfuckers just dump Pete from Jump Street and turn your chef plate to lunch meat. I'm in a Humvee looking like a young me. Now these motherfuckers don't wanna be chubby. I switch the season out of hair curl. Tan skin, I need a bad girl. Cause James Brown said it's a man's world. In a Trans Am twirl, the burner handle made of pearl. That's just daddy's little girl. Opportunity be knocking. You gotta let a motherfucker in. Kiss my mother on the cheek. Tell her that I love her. You ain't gotta worry about a thing, I got it covered. Why you think I'm out here acting crazy? Why you think I'm out here acting crazy? Why you think I'm out here acting crazy? Ma, you know I'm still your little baby.
TM Hyman Radio Live, 9:14 p.m. A little bit of that new action Bronson. If you don't got it, check it out. It's definitely a bang. I checked it out over the weekend, and I'm impressed with the boy. I must say, your girl Hot Chocolate.
I'm trying to tell y'all.
Yeah. Your girl Hot Chocolate here in the Social Lab. Save James, Madam CeeLo Boston, General back there in the wings somewhere. Hopefully he'll pop in soon. And our topic tonight is unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. Biggie Small is the illest.
We want to know when did weave become such a staple in not even just the African-American household, because that's not really where it started, but just in households, period. Like, why is weed so popular? How did the popularity just go and skyrocket out of this world the way that it has? You want to weigh in? 917-889-3926 is the number to check us out and let us know what you think. Now, ladies, don't get me wrong. I did make my first walk into the weed world last year. We'll say I wore weave, I'm going to say, for maybe about 6.5 months of the year in an attempt to grow, to go natural. And that was my purpose. Now, there are some young ladies who just won't go without weave as, you know, a regular occurrence. Like, you know, they wear weave like they wear deodorant and panties. Well, can't really say panties because some chicks don't do that. But anyway,
deodorant. Okay. Well, that's another thing.
That's right. It's just a permanent part of their fashion, and they will not, you know, show their hair, their regular hair. They won't go without weed. To me, it really didn't work for me. I don't know if because I was a new weave wearer. That's a mouthful. It's not the most comfortable thing. Let's start there. I personally like my own hair, and I don't mind short styles. My hair does not grow the fastest, the quickest. You know, it's not down my back or anything, but again, I don't mind short hair. I've actually had a haircut which the ladies will describe as a boy haircut, a brush cut, number one guard all the way down. And
yes.
I'd have to say I probably got the most compliments ever in my life from both men and women with that hairstyle. That, you know, it was so becoming, and it brought out my features and things of that nature. So I've been on both ends of the spectrum, both, you know, 18, 20-inch weed down my back and no hair at all. And, you know.
So you had the whole joint done up, or it was just like, you know, partial?
Oh no, I had a full head of weave.
How'd they do it? They braided it and sewed it in, type thing.
Yep.
Okay.
I have a small head, so it really only took two bundles. I don't know if you know what bundles are.
So I sell weave. That's what I'm trying.
Oh, okay. Then you're fully aware.
I'm hip to the game. And then it only
two bundles.
And when I did that for a while, because one of my homies from back home, he got his own business up and running. Check him out also. For those that do partake in the sport, blackvelvethair.biz. He gets his straight from, like, he goes over to India and like to Cambodia and have them cut their hair for him. And put it on he's showing me pictures. He, you know, has passports. He got to get a new passport because he got too many stamps on it. He takes the trip to go over there and get it. So, and when he comes back with it, and like the first time when I was introduced to this, like, you know, I actually went out and watched the movie Good Hair,
the Chris Rock.
And that really opened my eyes to how much of a industry this thing has taken shape to be. And I was astounded by just the sheer demand for this high quality hair. And when I had it, and I would let women, like, you know, sample it, like they'll check the bundles out, and like a glaze came over their eyes of like, wow.
Right.
I had no idea it had that kind of effect on women.
Yeah.
I swear, if I wasn't married, I probably could have got some.
You know, good weave is like a good diamond.
Yo, and that's what I'm finding out. I did not know.
Good, you know what?
The thing about it was that the prices on it was, it's like how much they pay for this.
Yes.
I mean, and I understand that is for the simple fact that, you can keep it for up to 6 months or however long you take care of it, like your hair, wash it, dry it, condition it, whatever, because it's real hair off of somebody's head. It's not nothing synthesized or processed. And when I really found out, like, the ins and outs to it, it was jaw-dropping. I really didn't know that there was such a market for this and that how good hair or good, you know, weave or whatever would, you know, change a person's whole day. It was crazy to me, yo.
And you know what else, though, what blew my mind about the whole process of it was the fact of, like, taking back to, like, when he goes over there to the factory or whatever, and they have the people in there waiting to get their hair cut, but it's part of a religious thing for them. It's part of a religious thing for them, you know? So it's like, it's almost like hand in hand. Okay, y'all got to cut it off. We can buy it and take it back over because they dye it over there and everything, you know. And I mean, they get some good blonde now. That's some good blonde. I have worn weave before, not often, but when my daughter's father used to get my hair done. And, you know, I would try different styles or whatever. But I don't particularly care for it because it makes my head itch either way. And even when I used to do my ponytail, it's not comfortable at all. So, I'm way happier with short hair altogether. Just, it's less to deal with than the whole nine. Like, the last time I cut my hair was, 16 inches of my own hair.
A lot of females feel like you don't have to, or that weave is less maintenance involved, and that's not necessarily true. Especially
that's what I hear a lot.
Quality weave, especially if you have a good quality weave, there's still a lot that you have to do to maintain it and take care of.
Exactly, but some women aren't told that though. Did y'all know that? That some of these women, when they get their weaves done, they're not told. Save, you know more than most women when it comes to the hair. They don't know how to take care of it. I remember the time when you couldn't wash the hair. So, and that staying in the tradition with that, they're like, oh, we can't wash it because it'll, you know.
Right.
I mean, like, your head stinks. What do you mean you can't wash it?
Exactly.
You can. Because that's why it's human.
Right. And see, and that's, and like I said, that's what the actual pro to this whole situation is, from what I'm hearing, that is no maintenance. You can just get up and go. You ain't got to worry about styling it, blah, 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 blah. Because it's real hair, whoop-de-whoop-de-woo. So I've been hearing that. And the thing about it is, there's a chick that I used to work with. Now, her natural hair is about a good 18-inch, 20-inch bundle. Her natural joint.
Right.
But she refuses to wear it out because it's work for her to do every morning. So she'll pay for a 22-24-inch joint, you know, be good quality because, you know what I'm saying? But she, like I said, she has a fine grade of hair anyway. You understand what I'm saying? So you couldn't really tell the difference. It's just you know what it is because her regular hair isn't as full as it would be if she has, you know, the weave in it or whatever. But it's like, yo, I ask her all the time, yo, wear your hair out, yo. You know what I'm saying? That's your glory right there, B. Like, you know, emphasize the fact that you don't need that stuff. You know what I'm saying? You got what they're looking for naturally. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I have nothing against anybody who does it. It's, to each his own. But
some people feel like they have to do it to be even accepted or to be quote-unquote down enough, you know, to go broke to go get their hair done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, pay. And I mean, women pay at a time. Say they buy two or three bundles of hair. From my understanding, what I know, that's almost $200 a pack.
At least.
Of the good stuff. You know what I mean?
Of the real good stuff,
And that's not even you getting your hair done. That's just buying the hair.
That's getting the hair.
Itself.
That's $600 right there.
You haven't gotten it, quote unquote, installed. You haven't gotten it styled. You haven't had anything done.
Right.
You just purchased the
hair. That's what I'm saying. That's what my man
So you pay almost a grand.
Came over here. Yeah.
Right. You almost pay a grand to get your hair done, and it does last, maybe 3 months or whatever?
If you don't take care of it.
Right,
if
you know.
Anyway, y'all, look, 924.
Yeah.
We'll come right back after this. Take a quick break. If you got any questions about weave, we seem to have two weave experts on hand. and a former salesman.
Three, cut it out. Okay. Sell weed. Three.
Okay,
so
we're going to be weed consultants soon, all
right?
Don't be fronting on us.
Anyway.
All right?
Whatever, son. As right, you're calling, y'all, 917-893-926, number to dial, 925. We'll be right back after this, y'all.
Oh, it's my song.
Good for you.
Thank
you.
Cut
your weed out now.
Uh-oh, I'm bald, baby.
Thinking out loud, I must have a $250,000 on me right now. Hard to make a song about something other than the money. Two things I'm about to talk and blunt and saying blunt. Pretty women, are you here? Are you here right now, huh? We should all disappear right now. Look, you're getting all your friends and you're getting in the car and you're coming to the house. Are we clear right now, huh? You see the fleet, all the new things. Cop cars with the loose change. All white like a Mustang. See me rolling in they mood change. Like a motherfucker. New floor, I got a dozen of them. I don't trust you, you are undercover. I could probably make some steps, this is fuck each other. Woo! Talking fillets with the trouble butter. Fresh sheets and towels, man, she gotta love it. Yeah, they all get what they desire from it. What? Tell us we ain't hiding from it.
I'm still the highest selling female rapper for the record. Man, this is 65 million single soul. I ain't gotta compete with a single soul. I'm good with the ballpoint game, finger roll. Ask me how to do it, I don't tell a single soul. Pretty women, what's up? Is your hair right now? You a stand up or is you in your chair right now? Do you hear me? I can't let a wet get near me. I might kiss the better if you jam it. I ain't never need a man to take care of me. Yo, I'm in that big boy, can't rent this. I floss every day, but I ain't a dentist. Your whole style and approach, I invented. And I ain't taking that back, cause I meant it. Bank teller flirting after checking my account. Pretty ladies like, yeah. Trouble butter on your butt. Cut them buddies on the low. You ain't gotta tell your friend that I eat in the morning. Cause she gon' say I know. Can I hit it in the bathroom? Put your hands on the toilet. I put one leg on the tub, girl. This my new dance move. I just don't know what to call it. But bitch, you dancing with the stars. I ain't nothing like your last dude. What's his name? Not important. She became a vacuum. Put it on my carpet. The white or white chocolate. I'm so heartless, thoughtless, lawless, and flawless, smallest, regardless, largest, and charging, born in New Orleans, get killed for Jordan, skateboard, I'm gnarly, Drake, Tunch, and Barbie, you know.
TM Hyman Radio Live. It's 9:28 p.m. on the East Coast, 6:28 on the West Coast. Yeah. And everybody in the middle, y'all figure it out. I'm still stuck on the track is in my mind. That Truffle Butter, that was Truffle Butter by Nicki Minaj, Drake, and Wayne, I think, is on this
Wayne
track.
Wayne is on it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not the remix.
Yo, this took me back to when we used to really dance and get it in, like back in the Jungle Brothers days and house parties and,
yeah.
You know,
girl out
getting house. It in. Yeah, what? Uh-huh. Don't you know? Don't you
yeah.
know? Oh, my God.
My
yes.
Back in the buddy.
My hut. Oh, my God.
My hut now.
Yes.
Cause
okay, and
cause
then girls
like,
weren't wearing weaves. We weren't afraid to sweat out our weaves then.
Right. Sweat your edges out. You sweat your edges out. You sweat the you sweat
okay.
on that gel.
Put that brown gel.
Put the baby hair laid down on your forehead. Make
they had a little
and
crust. was a little crust that was in between the hair and the eyebrow from the gel.
Finger wave days. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
Dark,
yes.
Brown, sweat, even
hey, yo.
Light skin.
But, yo, but check it. You know what was the ultimate dance, though, that would sweat anybody's hair out, and it's always
Come
came on.
On
towards the end of the night to close the party down? Let me see you shake that, pop that, from the mind of a male, and every man can attest to this who used to go to parties back in the mid-90s or whatever, who used to party, used to dance. Once you heard, let me hear you, yo, whatever you was doing, you would stop and try to find some ass. Because you don't care whose ass it is, you're going to be on something. For at least the next 4.5 minutes for that storm.
Right.
I promise you, because the chicks, the left side of their brain would shut down. It would be straight instinct that they would be reacting to.
Yeah.
And they would go in, and anything went on that song. Anything went,
much.
And it didn't matter. As long as you kept within reason, anything went.
Okay.
Anything.
As long as you don't start grabbing parts and don't nobody know you, you know.
hey, man, what did I say?
You know what?
Anything
in
went?
In some cases,
hey,
that went too.
And that's
you know,
what I'm trying to say.
See, that's when I start fighting.
Went.
You know, just like, okay, we pumped it.
See?
You didn't try to grab my booze.
See?
No, it ain't part of the party.
Hey, it's part of the song. He's saying
shake your butt, not your booze. Hey,
you
got these.
Trying to help you out. Why are you shaking?
Yeah, my hip.
Hey, man. Trying to help you out. Shout out. Crowd participation. But, yeah, that was a time where a lot of times weeds would get exposed during those house parties. They would end up because the sewing mechanism wasn't in full blown, in the full swing at that point.
No,
they
it was
were
glue
using
then.
Glue back then. So
black
back
glue.
When that glue would get, Lord have mercy, when that glue would sweat out, and then half of that track be hanging out, and
Ooh.
The rest of the half you're trying to hold on for dear life.
Okay,
my,
you see that one little piece, and then you're like, what is that hanging out the back of her head? That ain't...
Man.
Is that a zipper?
Man, I'm trying
like, is that a zipper?
Because that's exactly what it used to look like. But this is just a good example of how far we came with this weed thing, because now, like one of y'all said, that now these chicks don't want to dance because they're going to mess up their weed now. And that brings a whole nother damper on the club as it is, since you already in there stuck up because you already got your head full of that 28-inch extra virgin Remy straight out of India. You know what I'm saying? You already got your ass on your shoulders because of that, and now you definitely don't want to dance with nobody because you don't want them to messing up your weave.
Because I
and
spent
like,
$400 on this hair, and I am not going to sweat it out.
But what did you come to the party for?
Your ass home with that.
Exactly.
Stay your ass home and look at
the
mirror with your
girl. You came to the
party
with your $400 statement of look at me, but don't look too hard, because if you look too hard, then I'm going to sweat.
Yes, because you're going to be nervous. And if I sweat, then my glue going to start stinking.
Yeah,
that glue stinks when it's wet.
And if I start sweating, then I'm going to have to start patting my weave, and then it's going to mess my curl or my wave up right there.
Okay.
So let me just sit over here.
That's what I'm saying, man.
Oh, my God.
Son, stay your ass home.
No, the fight. Now, I don't like to talk about fighting, you know, much anymore. However,
yes,
the
you
fight
do.
Will let you
yes.
know. No. Fights will let you know that somebody ain't had they weave in tight. You got tracks laying all throughout the parking lot.
All over the place.
Yeah, and you know what? Back when weaves weren't as, like, I would say, high quality as they are now, you used to always back in the hood, you know, random Sunday, you walk into the corner store, the wind blow, there's going to be a little tuft of weave just rolling around like tumbleweed in the wind somewhere at the
people
park.
Like,
somebody got their ass beat. You know what I mean?
Right. Let's smash the balls.
Somebody whips their ass.
Man.
That's how you.
Oh my gosh.
But that's you.
But
hard,
should
you
people
hard
be judged because
now.
Of that though?
I speaking from a man's perspective. From a man's perspective, I never judged anybody who decided to, you know, wear the weave. Because I mean, there was some chicks I was dealing with that had it at some point, and you know, it is what it is. They didn't use it religiously. It may
right.
have been, you know, for they like you said, they may be trying to, you know, grow their bangs out or whatever from the last haircut or whatever the case may be. And, you know, they needed a piece in to fill it up until it grows in on its own. You know what I mean?
Right.
It was little stuff like that. It was never like, you know, I need to get my whole head done or else I'm not leaving the house for the next
right.
week. You know what I'm saying? There was never nothing that extreme. But I do have a story about a chick that was, you know, heavy with it. And I'll share that at the adult conversation time of the show a little bit later on. But, yeah, I've never, you know, I don't judge people that do it. As long as it looks nice, you know, these your own. I, you know, you spend your money how you want to. I wish that my sisters would trust their hair more than they don't, would have more confidence in it because, you know, it's a gift that you have for real. You know, I was always told, I'm going to say I pass on the torch, but when I was back in high school, when I was in African-American studies, well, the teacher was like, you know, why is it when you have nappy hair, it's considered bad? It's like, for all I'm concerned, that hair is putting up a fight, that you're not just going to lay down for anything. When you're
right.
trying to, like, when you're trying to comb it and pick it, it's like,
right.
for all I know, my hair is strong enough to put up a fight against anything you put into it, instead of
right.
just being able to lay down and anything just run through it at will. You
right.
know what I'm saying? So when you put it in perspective like that, I thought, like, damn, this, you know, I guess you can look at it as strength. You know, there's always a way you could turn some bad around for good and everything. So, you know, it's, you know, like I said, it's up to the interpretation of the person. I personally don't have an issue with it.
That's a very interesting perspective, Lou, and a way to look at it.
Yeah, it is. And I guess, to, you know what, though, and what you just said about, like, how, you know, hair standing up or whatever, being certain textures, what people fail to realize is, for instance, like in India or even Asia, the women there, their hair is so straight, but they want curly hair.
They do.
Right.
You know what I mean? So they're
right.
perming their hair
right.
3 and 4 times throughout a week just trying to get it
right.
to set a certain way. I find that it seems to be more towards following the Caucasian way of life in the sense of, you know, having the long hair that lays down, doesn't have too many flyaways, but like how, you know, like the Jewish people, their hair, a lot of them, they have coarse hair, but still kind of soft, but it's curly. You know what I mean? And they tried to hide that. So it's like, almost like each culture has their own hair issues, but everyone seems to meet in the middle when it comes to hair weave. Oh, my God, have y'all, matter of fact, have y'all seen the headband hair weave? The one that you can add length to your own, like say you have, like you were saying, that girl who had, like, her hair was like 18 inches on its own. Like, say she bought one. She put it on like a headband, and it would just add length towards like the quarter of the side on each side and down the middle. It's really an elastic band.
Perhaps.
With the hair. That's crazy.
Perhaps.
To me.
I may have heard of it, yeah. But I mean, like,
I don't see it as something that a black woman could use, or any woman for that matter, with coarse textured hair. But they have stuff like that out there. That blew my mind. I saw that a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm no Shigosha.
Yeah, I mean, but definitely, I believe that, you know, with the way that fashion and, I'll say, media pushes the look of, quote-unquote, beauty, you know, it's centered around a European-style hairdo all the time, you know, with this long,
right.
straight there. And I'm gonna be honest with you, I fell victim to that stigma for quite a long time. You know, growing up in New York, you know, I had like, you know, Puerto Rican chicks because they had, you know, saying that kind of hair that can, you know, do a lot, you could do a lot of things with. You know, and also with the imagery that was forced on me at a young age that I had no idea what was, you know, doing to me mentally. You know, I leaned towards more, you know, the light-skinned variety of women more than anything. But, you know, as I got older and I learned, you know, I understood, you know, about us, you know, the history of us. And, you know, I took more pride in what was going on. You know, I have nothing against any other race in the world at all. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I know historical facts that lead me to believe certain things and, you know, certain and find out certain stuff that went on with different nationalities over the course of years, but that's neither here nor there. But, you know, like I said, with the way society and media had fed us.
Yeah, media and, more than
like. Yeah, what I'm saying is the media
marketing.
fed us an image of, you know, like I said, the Eurocentric look. And, you know, like I said, that was the look that a lot of our people, a lot of, you know, black women mainly, we're trying to keep up with for the sake of, I would say, for keeping up. You know what I'm saying? If that's the look, that I gotta attain that look. But at the whole time, a lot of them are in tanning beds trying to attain our look.
Exactly.
And stuff. You
know
what I mean? So it's always
right.
it's always the stigma of getting what you don't have, or is seeking after what you don't have and everything like that, which you always comes up on at some point. You know what I mean?
Our
culture are the most replicated or the most attempted to be replicated. The dark skin, full lips,
absolutely,
full head.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. Why do you think all these butt injections became popular?
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Everybody
it won't because
ass.
Of Brazil.
No.
Yeah, sure it wasn't. Don't do that Brazilian butt lift thing because this thing is natural. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
This is it's genetics, B. You can't fabricate genetics.
You can't. I remember people used to hate me when I was younger because of things that I had no control over. You know, as far as my hair. You know, she thinks she's pretty because she got good hair. I had no idea what the hell good hair was. I knew that it hurt when I got my hair done for school. I don't know what y'all talking about, you know. I'm like, I can't even control. Once I realized, hey, I ain't got no control over my hair. Shut the hell up. You know what I mean? Like, until I became empowered.
That's what it's about, empowering and knowledge, man.
Exactly.
About.
Exactly. It's 9:42.
There you go. Beat me.
Yes.
Go ahead.
It's now it's 9:43 p.m. We're going to take a break. Y'all listening to T.M. Hyman Radio Live. See y'all on the other side of this.
TM Hyman Radio Live, 9:47 p.m. here in the Social Lab. Your girl, Hot Chocolate, Madam CeeLo Boston. And without further ado, cue the pimp music, please.
Here we go.
Muscle Man, a.k.a. You write for No Sleep South Beach, a.k.a. check out YouTube videos and get your body tight, say Jane.
That's right. That's right. His wife is going to be wife be the season in a second, y'all. Y'all better be ready. Stop playing. Ladies, y'all better get on your squat game. It's about to be season to show off that ass for you soon. I'm trying to tell you. I'm going to go ahead and give you, it's going to be kind of a mixed batch of information tonight for the Adult Talk. I'll start off by giving tips on proper squats so you can attain the proper ass you've been looking for the summertime. And there's still enough time. It's only April 1st, so, you know, summer don't actually kick off until they say, well, Memorial Day. That's like the unofficial opening of summer. So you got a strong 2 months to implore this into your routine daily. First, you got to remember, when you're squatting, you want to keep your feet shoulder length apart, okay? That's the first rule. And then when you squat down, you want to make sure that your knees are going straight over your middle toes. Your third toe should be normally the longest one next to, no, the second toe should be the longest one next to your big toe. Your knees should be going straight over that toe to keep everything in line. And you do not, I repeat, you do not have to do what some of these athletes out here like to call ass to the grass, which is like sometimes you see these guys or these girls somehow in the gym doing squats where they put their glutes all the way to the floor before they come back up off the squat. If you feel froggy enough and your legs and your whole kinetic chain is strong enough to do that, by all means, more power to you. But what I'm trying to explain to you is, as long as you go to as close to 90 degrees your quad complex, meaning the top part of your thigh, to go as far as perpendicular or parallel to the floor as you can, you're getting just as good burn as anybody else is doing the squat.
Okay.
So with that, you do not have to always add weight, because that may add muscle. If you're trying to shape up and tone up, do air squats, which means you're just doing squats without weights. Do about 30 of them in a row. Take a break, about a minute or two. Do another 30. Do that set about 4 times, and I guarantee you, you'll start seeing a difference. That's number one. Number two, what I'm going to talk about tonight is April Fool's. A lot of people don't know where the history of April Fool's comes from. Yeah, today's April Fool's Day. Look at this.
What did you were saying April Fool's? No. Yeah, I'm going to let you know.
Oh,
I thought you were saying that what you just said was April Fool's. I'm like, really?
Oh, man. Had you buying into that, didn't I?
Yes. I was like, what?
I had your ass. Now, I'm going to switch gears real quick, and I'm going to bring it back to the topic on the last piece real quick. April Fool's, put you guys to know that it originally, back in the days in the 15th, 16th century, before this happened, we actually were celebrating New Year's on April 1st.
Right.
Because if you think about it, everything is becoming brand new again for after the year cycle in the springtime. Why would we say New Year's is in the dead of winter when everything's dead and cold and nothing is, you know, everything, there's no life really outside. So the thing is that in 1582, Pope Gregory the VIII changed the calendar so that January 1st had become New Year's, and anybody else who decided to celebrate New Year's on April 1st after that was considered as what? April Fool.
Okay.
Thus, the creation of April Fool's Day.
Oh,
wow. I want to get a little tidbit of knowledge. Yeah.
Thank you.
Now, last thing before we go back to break is that I want to share a story that I had about the young lady that was hard body with the weave that I had no idea about. It was my first college experience when I was at Morgan State. I met homegirl during orientation. That was like, you know how they have the orientation like late July, early August or whatever to get you acclimated to the school. You know how to register, all that stuff like that for freshmen. So I noticed she was like, you know, giving me rhythm or whatever. I wasn't really paying no mind, whatever. I thought she was just giving me a hard time. But that was like before I was smart enough to understand when chicks give you a hard time, they really like you, but they just don't know how to express it. Okay, we were kids then, 18 years old at the time. So finally, when we get back to campus for the school to start, this was during registration week. School class hadn't even started yet. I found out she had an apartment off campus. Yeah, she's here with some cheerleaders. So I said, okay, well, when I'm going to get my invite? Say, come through today. Said, bet. Went over there. One thing led to another. Now, me personally, in my prior experiences that I've had prior to her, I still am to this day, I'm a hair grabber, okay? I like to grab the scalp first to get an idea, you know what I'm saying, of where everything is, and then I clench my fingers and grab a hairful, and we get to it. Now, in the event of my unknowingness of how, I knew she had some in there, but I didn't know how much. So, in the course of activity taking place, I decide I want to get frisky and say, okay, let's turn this up a little bit. You know, just try to get a little more, see if she ever had a dude do this with her. And the thing is, here's how bad it was. I normally run my hand from the base of the neck on up. My hand didn't get past the bottom of her earlobe before I felt something. I said, oh, my hand. I pulled my hand back like it got burned on the stove. I said, oh, snap. I didn't mean nothing by it. And you know what I'm saying? She overlooked it, but she kept it going. But then, like, during the course of things, I was just really, like, in amazement how you had this much in your hair. And this was all, like, the little individual tracks kind of pieced together.
Right.
Like I said, before they had the big bands, I can go exactly.
Right.
So now you understand the level of surprise
right.
that I had. How many pieces of this hair you had in your goddamn head?
Right.
I was completely caught off guard. Completely caught.
Poor baby.
I had no idea, and then from that point on, I had to respect the game. I had to, like, you know, do a quick inspection before I decided to try to go with it for anybody else after that.
Hey.
And, it kind of shaped my whole, I guess, my whole outlook on it and how sensitive some women are to it. And I hear that's
the,
a lot
she
of...
She didn't give you the duck and dodge where you tried to reach for it, and she was like, hey, wait.
Nah, because you know why? Because she wasn't looking at me at the time. Remember, I already had it turned around.
Oh.
So she was looking at, right. So she didn't see
okay.
where my hands were going. And
then, so you shopped her, too.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, trust me, best to believe, I got that face. She turned around and gave me that face. But I was like, hey, my butt.
Right.
Know.
You throw your hands up. Your hands,
yeah,
mom.
Hey, if you could see me right now, my hands are up in the air.
Up
right
in the
now,
air.
As we're talking about it.
Palms to the sky. Right.
I had no idea that it ran rampant like that. So, it, you know, that was an eye-opener to me, complete eye-opener to me, and I respected the game after that. And honestly, I hear that's another reason why some guys get upset about how women treat their hair more than they, you know, take care of their hair more than they take care of their, I guess, their personal
their body.
Life because
yeah.
we can't grab their hair because they got
right.
that stuff in it. And
right.
it's like... You might like, I know you probably like getting your hair pulled. Like you never got it, like it's like, not like you never got it done before. If you, in
right.
your mid-20s, early 30s, you'd have got your hair pulled at some point in your life before. You probably liked it. Mm-hmm. Why are you cheating yourself of that pleasure? Because of vanity.
Because you want to.
You know what I'm saying? You know you want me to do this. Stop playing.
You should have took this out before you invited me over. You just told me tomorrow.
See how big my hands are? You know what I'm
going to
do
before we start.
You know what it is.
Stay 30 feet away from my hair at all times. Don't lay on it. Don't pull it. Don't tug it.
Yo, that's whack, son. That's super
look,
whack, bitch.
All them rules
saying,
and stuff.
Disclaimer.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. man. What are you, a drill sergeant over here? Or are we trying to get it off, man?
Okay.
You can't everybody get it off without
getting
my
here.
Hair. No. Put your hair on a chair or something.
Just for that. Just for
bring
that
joint a
just
bag.
That.
Bring a bag for it. I don't care either.
Word.
Get you a laptop bag.
I get real messy when everything ends for me.
Let me
and
put
if
it
you know, you're able to wash your hair out. Yeah, I hope you're able to wash it out your head.
And I hope
okay,
you all
out,
will
yeah.
join us again next week after that comment. Not
okay.
even next week, sorry, on Friday when we come back and recap the week in news and entertainment. He said, put it in
hey,
the washer.
Man,
oh, my God.
All I'm
hey.
Saying is hey, if it's real human hair, you can wash it and condition it and it will come right out.
Well, just I'm telling you, bring a bag with you. Bring a little. Even if you don't have, you know, luggage type small bag, get you a Walmart bag. Bring that with you. Put your hair in the bag until everything is over. Then you can put your hair back on.
Hey, just get with the program, son.
Put your helmet on.
You're taking away from the experience. Enhance the experience a little bit, man. Maybe you get somebody to stay with you longer.
You know what? That's just
you know
like
what I'm
makeup.
Saying?
I hate makeup. God knows. I wear so
too much.
Much
makeup. Yes, too much.
God,
makeup. God, like
your eyelashes should not be bigger than your hands. That's all I got to say about
yo.
That. Oh,
son, sometimes I stand next to chicks if I'm too hot and I let them blink their eyes so I can get cooled off. Sometimes, man.
I'm okay.
Like those big palms. That they feed me
let
grass and they feed me grapes while you blink.
Grapes.
So cool
while you
bat
the eyelashes.
While you bat the eyelashes. Feed me grapes. Hand me my drink.
Yes. Wow. Yo, we are that crew.
Yes. That team.
That
network.
Yes.
We'll
this
all
is
all
my
pull us off with your eyelashes.
Okay, please. Yo, we'll see y'all on Friday. If you missed the podcast tonight, yo, check it out in like 20 minutes. You can check it out. And
TMHymanRadioLive.com.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. That's what I meant.
Remember, y'all.
Whatever you do, do it well.
TMHymanRadioShow.